Well, good evening.
I'd
like to welcome all of the students here on Darrow campus, as well as the students by Roku and by internet. Amen. This is Catching the Waves of Revival. Amen. We're so thankful and so honored to be a part of Apostle Thompson's apostolic team. Y'all can see you're in for it this year. Amen. That class was, as we would say, off the chains. Amen. And so I want you to focus this year to really pay attention, and because it's going to take a lot to accomplish what we have to accomplish. Amen. In the body of Christ. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for these students. We ask that the Holy Spirit, who knows everything — I know nothing, he knows everything — we just ask that you would properly connect us to our apostle. We thank you for apostolic grace. We thank you that his anointing can actually operate upon us and flow through us as we're submitted to him and obedient to you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm strongly encouraged that you read the introduction and chapter 1 for next week. Now, I want to stress that, because sometimes in these classes, we may instruct you like they do in college to read something, and you don't do it. So the best way to test you is to see by giving you what? Pop quiz. Amen. So let us begin with the introduction. Catching the Waves of Revival. Okay.
Definition of revival.
All right. The first thing I want to give you is the definition of revival.
The sovereign act of God in which he restores his own backsliding people to repentance.
I'm going to go through this again with you this year, right? What did I tell you? Break it down.
The sovereign act.
All right. Revival is the sovereign act.
Of God in which he restores.
Of God in which he restores.
His own backsliding people.
His own backsliding people.
To repentance.
To repentance.
Faith. And
faith
obedience.
And obedience.
In Hosea 10:12.
In Hosea chapter number 10, verse number 12.
Hosea the prophet describes revival.
Hosea the prophet describes revival.
As breaking up fallow ground.
As breaking up fallow ground
that once has been tilled.
That once has been tilled.
It was mellow and suitable.
So that ground that was tilled was mellow and suitable
for growing an abundant harvest.
For growing an abundant harvest.
But now hardened and overgrown.
But now that same fallow ground is hardened and overgrown
with weeds and all spontaneous vegetation.
With weeds and all spontaneous vegetation. Y'all understand? Understand that? Huh? Weeds got in. Are you listening? Because the ground got hard. They got distracted. Hebrews 2:1 say they drifted away. It's easy for that to happen. As Apostle was sharing with us in the previous class, see, when your mind get messed up. Are you listening? Are you listening? It's easy to get off track. Read, sir.
None of which pleases or is useful to the Father.
And none of it, once you do that, you're not useful to the Father.
Revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire.
Revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire.
On the earth.
On the earth.
It breaks the effects and influence.
It breaks the effects and the influence.
Of hell's fire on earth.
Of hell's fire on the earth.
And establishes God's kingdom government.
And it establishes God's kingdom government.
Here on earth.
Here on the earth. And I pay attention. Because you fight fire with fire. Y'all know that. Naturally, when you have, they fight these large forest fires. Are you listening? It's not possible for you to get around those large forest fires if the wind is blowing in a certain direction. Are you listening? They can literally burn everything out. So what they have to do is strategically burn down stuff that's in the path to cut the fire off. Are you listening? Well, heaven's fire is designed to cut off hell's fire in the earth. See, it's a heaven to earth government. So Jesus said we were to be, John the Baptist, when preaching concerning Jesus, he said you would be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Are you listening? And so we're in a great revival even now. Read.
The purpose of apostolic is to create heaven to earth.
The purpose of apostolic government is to create heaven to earth.
Government structure.
That allows the portals of the supernatural.
To be open.
Y'all understand that. Heaven to earth government. That's why God set in the church first apostles. Because he wanted. The apostle is the only ministry gift that can open up the portals of heaven. Many churches don't want to accept this, but if we're going to step into the true revival of this century, we're being restored back to God's original plan, which is God's apostolic government. Read.
The only way to shut the gates of hell.
Is to open the doors of heaven. The only way to shut the gates of hell is to open the doors of heaven. Read.
Cooperation in revival.
All right. Cooperation in revival.
The fire came from heaven after the prophet Elijah.
Now, cooperation in revival. We need to say this. In cooperating with revival, we got to understand there's a Godward side and a manward side. Are you listening? Most people wait on God. Y'all know how we pray in church. Lord, we're waiting on you. Well, what are we waiting on God for? He's already done. What God is waiting on is for us to do what he told us to do, because he's good at doing his part. Apostle always makes a statement. When you read the scripture, quit focusing on what God said he was going to do and focus on what you are supposed to do. Are you listening? That's how you usher in revival, by following God's instruction. So read, what did it say?
The fire came from heaven. After the prophet Elijah. Had built an altar according to what?
God's word. So revival begins with following instructions. Read.
The rain came after Noah built the ark
to save his family.
According to God's word.
Read.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Came down after the apostles. Prepared themselves. Cooperatively in the upper room.
Now, y'all understand what that means. Y'all following all these examples. You have to follow instructions. Are you listening? Y'all know Jesus commanded them to go wait. Go wait. Jesus told them after he was ascending, he said, don't you go nowhere. Don't you go preach nothing. Don't you go do nothing. I need you to wait for the promise of the Father, because they couldn't carry out true revival in the earth realm without being anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Are you listening? That's why praying in the Spirit and following apostolic government is so important to this generation. Read.
God cannot move. Unless men have prepared themselves.
God cannot move unless men have what? I'm talking to you. It's okay. We can talk up here. You don't have to be all stiff. You have to prepare yourself. See, we're waiting on God. God said, no, I'm waiting on somebody to prepare themselves. That's why we know Apostle Thompson is a true apostle. For 43 years, he ain't miss a beat. Now, I've been around a little bit, children. I ain't never heard that. 43 years, that's why he is a man worth following. Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We are actually in the midst of the greatest end time revival ever to be known to mankind. Right here, right now. Read.
In accordance to his revealed word.
See, everything must be done in accordance to God's what? Revealed word. Read.
Revival is the cooperation. And covenant thing.
And it's a covenant thing. See, we're in covenant with God. But even though we're in covenant with God and God makes certain promises unto us, we can never be a partakers of those promises without cooperating with him. Do you understand that? The most important thing to us as believers is to do what? Cooperate with God. Let me put it another way. The word will do the work. Are you listening? See, God don't call us to do. God call us to follow instructions and he'll do. Read.
Revival is a sovereign move of God.
Revival is a sovereign move of God. That means nobody can stop him. Read.
An intervention of God.
It is God's intervention
in the affairs of men.
In the affairs of men.
It's not something you or I plan.
Did you hear that? Revival is not something. Did you hear that? Revival. Y'all know we plan revivals. So most people, when you say revival, they think of, well, we're going to have a 21-day revival. I'm a Kojic boy, so y'all know if you ain't been Kojic, you ain't never went through nothing. But 21-day revivals. You know, we have all types of what people call revivals, where they go shout and have a good time. We've had, and when I say this, I'm not trying to put down nobody. Money thou art loose revivals. Look at that. See, there y'all go. It really wasn't money. It was really women thou art loose revivals. You know, it was woman. You know, money came out. I got it muscle on my mind. But women thou art loose revivals. You have all types of revivals. That's not to put down the one who started it, but why go to a revival and don't get loosed? Are you listening? Now, you know you've been to some of them. Maybe all 30 of them. I don't know. And still in the same spot. So revivals are not meetings that people call. Revivals is getting in tune with God's agenda, what he's doing in the earth realm today. And catching the waves of revival is to show you that this is a continuous and a constant thing because God is always moving. Read, son.
It's something God does by his spirit.
Revival is sovereign and it's something that God does by his spirit. That means it's supernatural. Read.
We can lay the foundation.
We can lay the foundation.
And prepare, but it is God.
We can lay the foundation and we can prepare, but it is God.
That has to move.
Who does the moving? God. God. Without God moving, ain't nothing going to happen.
We have to follow instruction.
We have to follow instruction. Now, y'all know most of us don't know nothing about riding no wave. Could you imagine just taking a surfboard and going out there? You're going to hurt yourself. Some things, listen to me, children, some things must be caught even while they're being taught. There are some things we're going to have to catch from Apostle as he's teaching. Are you listening? Read.
Catching the waves of revival.
Catching the waves of revival.
Is the unfolding of what it takes.
Is the unfolding. The purpose of that book, the purpose of this class, catching the waves is the unfolding.
Of what it takes.
Of what it takes.
To bring revival into our city.
To bring revival into our cities.
And land.
And into this land.
We will study the various stages of revival.
In this class, we're going to study the various stages of revival.
Most people believe we will have.
Most people believe that we will have.
To wait for revival because it is. Sovereign.
That we have to wait for revival because it is sovereign. It's a sovereign act.
And only God can determine when it should happen.
And only God can determine when it's going to happen. Just slow yourself down a little bit. You're trying to preach. Amen. Y'all, I got to help him. He Kojic boy. I'm training him. Amen. Be read. How many y'all be said, how you going to keep up with all that? Yeah, I told him, slow it down. Amen. See, most people are not able to move with God because they like, well, God got to do it. All of our prayers have been, Lord, we're waiting on you. Lord, when you ready. No, God said the harvest is truly plenteous. The laborers are few. I need somebody to cooperate with me. I'm the God of the N-O-W, the God of the now. Not the God of next week, next month, and next year. One of the things you will learn later on in catching the waves of revival is New Testament revival always is and always will be. There's no end to it. Are you listening? That's why it's catching the waves, because if you know anything about waves, once they start rolling in, baby, they just don't stop. They keep on coming. Okay, read.
The fire came after Elijah.
The fire came after Elijah.
Built the altar.
Built the altar.
The rain came after Noah.
The rain came after Noah.
Built the ark.
Built the ark.
The glory came after Moses.
The glory came after Moses.
Built the tabernacle.
Built the tabernacle.
The heavens opened after Jesus prayed.
The heavens opened after Jesus prayed.
The Holy Spirit came after.
The Holy Spirit came after.
They had gathered together in the upper room.
They had gathered together in the upper room. Why we keep rehearsing this? Because what is it talking about? Following instructions, cooperating with God. Revival just don't happen. Some consecrated man, some consecrated woman got to hear from God and obey God. All of those, if you notice, God always need a man. Don't let Satan lie to you. When I say man, I mean some vessel. Because, you know, we got people with a problem with women in ministry. We don't have that here. Are you listening? But somebody got to be prepared. Some consecrated vessel God got to put his hand upon. Whether it was Elijah, whether it was Noah, whether it's Moses, or the Lord Jesus Christ himself. They are sent ones from God. Read.
The Holy Spirit came.
The Holy Spirit came.
After the apostles laid their hands on the believers.
After the apostles did what? Lay their hands on the believers. Watch this. According to God's instruction. Read.
There's something we must do.
There is something we must do.
To activate revival in our city.
To activate revival in our city. Now that's the key. There's something we must do. What must we do? Seek God's mind about that city. What would he have us to do? Not church programs. I don't know about you. We ought to be church programmed out. Women day, men day, black day, white day, bi day, have a day, yo day, my day. No, we cannot do that. That's not true revival. Read.
In our ministry. The stages of revival.
The stages of revival.
As unfolded in this book.
As unfolded in Catching the Waves.
Can help us prepare our churches.
Can help us prepare our churches.
To walk into the spirit of revival.
To walk into the spirit of revival.
Before it breaks out in full scale.
Before the revival breaks out in full scale. Read.
To know how and what to do.
We need to know how and what to do. Hold up. All this in your introduction. So you, when you get home, read. Read.
It's important prophetically.
It is important apostolically and prophetically.
Insight and perception we need to have.
Insight and perception that we need to have. That's the only way you can have revival. You got to have apostolic and prophetic insight. Somebody got to be leading the revival. Are you listening? That's why there's a revivalist. All of those men we listed were revivalists. Are you listening? Because God needs a man so he can function in the earth realm. Read.
We in this new generation have to know we have been given keys to the kingdom.
We have to know that we have been given what? Keys to the kingdom. One of the things Apostle was sharing with us, we come out of a ask, seek, and knock generation. And what the church have been doing is just knocking, knocking, knocking. Okay? It's okay to ask God for direction. Seek God for direction. Knock. That's what Jesus said. Ask. A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock. You heard me? Ask, seek, and knock. You haven't asked if you don't ask, seek, and knock. But once you ask, seek, and knock, God ought to give you some direction. Are you listening?
Yes,
but in the apostolic government, apostles say we got to move from knocking, you listening, which is the end of ask, seek, and knock, into unlocking. You understand? Instead of knocking, seeking an answer, God revealed to you, now it's time for you to unlock. We need the keys of revelation. Revelation. Too many people are operating from in a revival. It's about getting God's heart, finding out what he wants to do. Watch this. And understand that he's giving you the keys to the kingdom. Now go. Read.
One believer, he can knock. But it's up to God to determine.
See, one believer can knock, but it's up to God to determine.
If and when he will open.
If and when he will open.
The other believer. Determines it's over.
The other believer say, it's over. What that mean? God already spoke. Read.
And has the keys in his hand.
And he has the keys in his hand.
One believer is waiting on God
to move or to do something, while the other believer
is in advancing the other believes in advancing the kingdom.
And see, that's the difference between apostolic government and the old traditional religion where we have been up under for years. People always waiting on God. The kingdom of God is advancing. Are you listening? You read Matthew's gospel. I don't have time to go to all these scriptures, but in Matthew's gospel, chapter number 16, you find out that we move in revelation knowledge. When God reveals, it's time for us to move. See, when God reveals, he said, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. You already got the. Now, if you want to understand true revival, look at the ministry and the life of Jesus. He didn't pray to his father to do what he was authorized to do. Did you catch that? He didn't pray to God to do what he was authorized to do. You didn't hear Jesus praying no prayers like, Lord, in Jesus' name, can I heal a leper? No, he did because he was authorized. You didn't hear Jesus talking about, Lord God, stop the wind. No, Jesus spoke to the wind. Why? Because he knew he was authorized. Do you understand the difference? See, when you got keys, you unlock. We have power to bind and power to loose. And true revival, we don't have time to be tricked. Don't have all power. God have that. Read, son.
These apostolic teachings.
And procedures.
Will help the church to work out.
Their salvation. Their own soul salvation.
And come into their inheritance.
That's the purpose of revival, children. It's time for us to show up like we are God's children. Are you listening? See, we are heirs of God, so there's an inheritance available to us. If we are not manifesting the kingdom of God, then it becomes mute and read.
The keys of the kingdom is given to a mature church.
Mature church. Say mature. That means a church that has grown up. That means a church that can accept responsibility. That means a church that can accept accountability, that's committed. Y'all know folk think, oh, that's too much. Y'all do too much church. All of you students, whether you're here on Darrell's campus or online, it takes a certain type of individual to work all day long, hello somebody, and show up for a class at night. So if those who hunger and thirst after righteousness show. Apostle Thompson's apostolic anointing will be upon all of you. As you would pursue like you're pursuing. Read.
Not an immature one.
It doesn't come up on an immature one.
Who will squander her inheritance.
Read.
Real son.
You have to be a real son.
To carry the key.
You have to be a real son or a real daughter. You listening? To be entrusted with keys. Now, we don't just give keys to our children just to get in the house. We got to know they're responsible. Isn't that right? I mean, you know, now y'all act like, don't play me up. You done gave some children some keys and you came home and found some children in your house who shouldn't have been in there. Raiding the refrigerator. Hello, somebody. So you give keys to matured people who can handle responsibility. If you give keys to an immature somebody, they're going to do something childish. All right, read, son. You can't use the keys of the kingdom as a rookie.
We can bring full-scale transformation.
On this earth.
By thinking with the mind. Of a strategist. And pursuing this course.
With the spirit of what? A revivalist. Now what does that mean? That means, see, God has a strategy. God has an agenda for every city. God knows how to take a city, y'all know. Ask Jericho. God to Jericho, he said, look, ain't nobody going in or going out. See, I've already given it to you. Now watch this. In revival, God will give you asinine instructions. In revival, God is not trying to do the norm. Are you listening? In revival, God does suddenly, immediately, straight. But that's somebody that's functioning with him. Read, son.
Don't let strategies take the place of your spirit.
Did you catch that? Because see what apostle been saying, see, we're trying to do in the church what they're doing in the secular world. We want to bring all these strategies, every strategy but pray, every strategy but fast, every strategy but return back to God's original plan. Read, son.
True revival. Produces specific specifications.
True revival produces specific
for the good of man and the glory of God.
For the good of man and for the glory of God. I gave him the note, so if he get all messed up, don't worry about it. Amen. All right. Come on. I know. Will you just read? I'm helping him now. I'm rough like that. Come on.
Revival, a divine attack on.
All right, this is chapter 1. Revival is a divine attack on society. Now, y'all keep up that clock back there, boy. Go ahead, read.
The closest biblical word to revival is revive. Or reviving. From the Hebrew word. Chaya.
Chaya. C-H-A-Y-A-H. That's the best I can do.
It's a primitive Hebrew root meaning. To live. This word is also translated.
It is also translated.
In the Strong's. As nourish.
It means to nourish.
Preserve alive.
It means to preserve alive.
Quicken.
It means to quicken.
Restore.
It means to restore.
Save alive.
It means to save alive.
And make whole.
And it means to make whole. That's all the word revive. You're going to hear that again. You're going to see that again. Read.
The first four times this word is translated.
The first four times the word chaya is translated.
Revived in the King James Version.
It's translated revived in the King James Version.
It doubles of death.
It deals with four increasing levels of death. Now hold up, because this points out something to you. If it's dealing with four increasing levels of death, that means that true revival in our personal lives, in our ministry, in our families, in our nation, cannot take place except somebody willing to die. Somebody got to lay down their agenda. Somebody going to have to put God first. Now, I don't know what church you come out of. I don't know where you've been, what you've been doing. But the first requirement to resurrection is die. You got to be crucified. True revival without a crucifixion. And guess who got to die first? You. Me. Are you listening? So that word deals with four increasing levels of death. Read.
In Genesis chapter 45, verse 27.
In Genesis chapter number 45.
Reveals that Jacob. Flickering hope.
His flickering hope.
Was realized when he saw Joseph's wagons.
Now, y'all, if you're a Bible student, you know that Joseph was his favorite, Jacob's favorite. His brothers sold him into slavery. So they brought back the coat that dipped it in blood, told him he was dead. Are you listening? So as far as Jacob knew, he was dead. Talk to me. But when Joseph sent them wagons to come and get him. Are you listening? Huh? But it's another thing to have proof. Are you listening? So that flickering hope, revival brings that flickering hope to you that it's going to come out all right. Read.
Revival starts from the small hopeful conviction. That one day,
we will see the glory and the power of God. That tells you something. Revival don't come in word only, baby. It comes with power. Are you listening? That's why the Bible says Jesus, within 3 years of ministry, did so many miracles in 3 years. There are no volumes of books to contain. Why don't we see that today? Are you listening? And the answer to that is because of a lack of apostolic government in the church. Most people want to do their own thing. They don't want to be connected. Pastors don't want to be fathered. But I've studied the scripture. I said, it's first in rank, first in order. God set the apostle in the church. Are you listening to me? Every other gift that functions must function from the apostle. I don't care what nobody tell you. I don't care what how they say God called them. I am telling it in Acts chapter 2. We must continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. We must be in fellowship with apostles. The church don't want that. That's why overnight everybody became an apostle in my city. I woke up one morning, I was the only pastor left. Amen. And because y'all have to understand, I'm not trying to be funny. You have to understand, we're big on I'm an apostle. We're big on I'm a prophet. We're big on these things. But those titles and labels mean nothing if you don't have the goods. Are you listening? In the book of the Revelation, Jesus said who say that they're apostles, and you found out they were not. Are you listening? That goes back to what you just heard. Don't believe every spirit because he got a card. You can go to www.apostle.com to become one. Because that's what we are doing today. Okay, read. Revival breaks forth from a hope
that does not disappoint.
That does not disappoint. Revival breaks forth from a hope that what? All right, so you'll never be disappointed. Read. That's it. Time's up.